Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. I wanted to point out, usually I do this coming out of the last break of the hour, which we didn't have last hour because of a computer failure. So let me remind you, of course, that that hour, or this hour if you prefer, it doesn't matter to me because they're great folks, is being brought to you by the Survival Center, your one-stop shop for everything you might need to deal with anything that might happen, be it terrorism, natural disaster, power grid failure, whatever. Strange weather, normal situations that we all deal with. Obviously, we had 3 inches of snow in northwest Arkansas. Shut us down. Okay? But you know, this is the place. They have a lot of incredible things that you've never heard of, I would wager. Because, you know, just myself, when I went to their website and I saw that they had dental kits, who would have thought of that? Not me. Okay? But anyway, it's vital that you go and check out the website for yourself, www.survivalcenter.com. You will be amazed. You will be captivated. You will be informed, enlightened, and new vistas of opportunity will open up for you to prepare yourself. If you don't have internet access, or maybe perhaps you just prefer talking to people, you can call 800-321-2900. We certainly appreciate those guys. Okay. We were talking about NASA and their different playground and their different agendas. They're trying to get a lot of stuff up in space very, very quickly. I have no doubt that there's a military component. It's alluded to in those stories. And I think that at the same time, given the fact that we're on the cusp of a war, given the fact that, you know, they're looking to study at, you know, the technology to take out power grids and satellites, well, gosh. Does that not sound like something? But there's also something else in the works, and that's a lot of talk about asteroids. So let's go to this one first. This is at Svoboda News. It's out of Russia. It's translated from Russian, and again, a little choppy. I found this on February 14th of this year. Scientists from Polkovo Observatory monitored behavior of an asteroid which passed near Earth as close as 320,000 kilometers. It was kind of surprised them. It was passing by. They discovered it accidentally. Such objects require special attention of astronomers because mentioned distance is less than the distance between the Earth and the Moon. New asteroid was discovered, obviously choppy, by young observatory research fellow Iriada Vereshchagina by means of an astrograph, which is a telescope for making photographs of celestial objects. So they were just up there taking pictures of the pretty lights and, look at that tumbling thing. It's an asteroid. It took scientists 240 seconds to take over 100 photographs, which recorded quick oscillations of the asteroid's luminosity. Due to unusual oscillation frequency at 3 per second, compared with the normal rate of several oscillations per hour, it allowed them to name the asteroid, quote-unquote, tumbling. I don't know if that's what they're saying the name is, or if it's just, again, something lost in translation. But they said normally an asteroid tumbles, basically. It you know, rotates, in essence, revolves. Several oscillations per hour. This one was doing it 3 per second. That is quick, folks. And it was very close, and they didn't see it except accidentally. It does not inspire me with a whole lot of confidence. Nor does this. This one came out April 19th, 2004. Excuse me, not April. It's November 19th, 2004. I've just always liked this story. Pupils were left in tears when a teacher told them an asteroid was about to hit the Earth and kill them all. You find this at the BBC, by the way. The spoof announcement was designed to teach 14-year-olds the importance of seizing the day, but backfired after they became visibly frightened. Keith Hogan, head teacher at St. Matthew's RC School in Mostyn, Manchester, said he regretted any distress he caused the 230 pupils. He had told the Year 9 students that the asteroid was on a collision course. It is also believed he told the students they should go home and say final farewells to their families. The teacher then admitted the story was a stunt aimed at underlining the theme of the assembly, living each day to the fullest. He's like, oh, you're all going to die tomorrow, so go home and spend some time with your family. Well, we don't know how much time we have, so there is a lesson to be learned. Probably not the most effective way to go about it, though. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate. including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Now, we're talking about asteroids and different things like that, and you might be saying, Frank, why are you talking about this stuff? There's a reason. One of my most favorite guests, and he is just unbelievably well-versed in so many things. His name is David Booth. His website is whatdoesitmean.com. And if you've ever heard David speak on this program or on any other program, he doesn't do many. I think there's two that he'll do in the entire world. If you've ever heard him speak, you'll know what I'm talking about. Captivating. This guy had a vision of a near-Earth collision by an asteroid. Just passed by very close. Planet X, some would call it. Nibiru, some would call it whatever. Other people might call it other things. And as a result of that, he talked about a massive, 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 massive changes in the Earth as far as weather and different things like that. Scary enough, it does. It is confirmed by the Pentagon Climate Report, which we've cited on this program a number of times. And it did talk about when these things would start to happen. Beginning 2005, lots of flooding. Well, we had Katrina. 2007 is when it would start to get really, really bad. And last time I checked, we're 2 months in. So this is a bad, bad thing. However, of course, you got to contemplate some things. What if NASA is sending up all these things because they want to know specifically when this giant asteroid is going to hit us, or when it's going to fly by, what it's going to do, and so on and so forth? There's something to all this, and it's something we must prepare for. And again, that's why we talk about solutions. We talk about you having tools at your disposal for your health so you can maintain, because you ain't going to be able to get to the hospital. None of those doctors are going to go to work. I'll give you a perfect example. It must have been somewhere in the mid-90s, and I was hanging out with my roommates, and great guys, good friends. And we had seen a story on the news, and it said something about an asteroid's going to hit the Earth in 50 years, something like that. Anyway, of course, you never heard anything about it again. And anyway, so one of those sitting around being lazy with your buddies kind of conversations developed that just kind of tends to go nowhere, really. But it's like, wonder what if they announced there was going to be, you know, only like a month left? What would you do? And so we had this big, deep philosophical discussion about, you know, finding out that there is a deadline. We had that last story about the kids being told, yeah, we're all about to die. So go home and say your farewells to your kids, or to your parents, rather. And the kids are all crying. They're 14 years old, terrified by this. But anyway, so my buddy, he was saying, well, you know, I would do this, and I'd do this, and I'd do this. And the other guy was like, I'll do that, I'll do that. One friend of ours, he said, I would travel the earth and see all the places I wanted to see before they were all destroyed. And, of course, I had to lean over and smack him. I said, you idiot. You think the pilots are going to go to work? The asteroid's going to hit us in 1 month. That gives me 29 days of work that I have to look forward to. And, of course, paychecks, which you can spend on what? Asteroid deflectors. I mean, you know, it was silly, and I just wanted to hit him. I said, you think the airports are going to be open? You think the planes are going to be flying? You think that taxi cabs are going to be running to drive you to your hotel, which is going to be open because happily those guys are going to go to work so you can indulge your tourism fantasy? You're an idiot. And I sort of outlined what I thought was, you know, sort of worst case scenario at the time. But gosh, you look at that last story with the kids freaking out. I said, listen, we're going to see a virtual collapse of society. People are going to have consequence-free actions. Okay, well, I can go kill anybody I want. I can go rape. I can commit crimes. I can rob. I can do whatever I want because I know that there's a month left. And, hey, you want to put me in jail for 29 days? Do it. I don't even care because I'm going to have a couple of days of fun till you catch me. And, again, catching you provided that the police and law enforcement all decide to go to work on a day when, you know, when they find out that there's very little time left. The virtual collapse of society. You'd have a bunch of people doing a Heaven's Gate thing and killing themselves, okay, because they wouldn't want to face whatever happens. You'd have a bunch of people who would just do nothing. They'd be so despondent and so depressed that they just collapse and they just lay there and probably just die. They'd forget to eat, probably be using the bathroom all over themselves. They'd be so depressed and whatnot. So, you know, that's if they didn't kill themselves. They'd just be sort of, you know, worthless. You probably have a lot of people converting to religion. Oh, well, let's go pray. So they'd be out there in churches, you know, there'd be people running around the streets. The end is near. Repent, sinners. And the pastors would be like, yeah. Well, you know, actually, I take it back. The pastors wouldn't show up because they couldn't make any more money off you. Well, they could, of course, but they wouldn't be around to spend it. So what fun is that? So then they'd all be like Dick Cheney-ing and going to their hidden bunkers to wait out this terrible storm, whatever the case would be. Anyway, do you see what I'm getting at here, the point I'm getting at? If they knew for a fact that these things were going to happen, they wouldn't tell us because we have to do what we do. However, if they knew what was going to happen and they knew when it was going to happen, then you'd see the Pentagon climate report come out, which they could blame on global warming because a bunch of tree huggers would jump on board with that. And also, of course, the war on terror, which gives them an excuse to acquire natural resources, and just goes on and on and on. It's very important that you understand how these things all interconnect. Back to the news. Sunday the 18th, Reuters. An asteroid may come uncomfortably close to Earth in 2036, and the UN should assume responsibility for a space mission to deflect it, say a group of astronauts, engineers, and scientists on Saturday. Astronomers are monitoring an asteroid named Apophis, which has a 1 in 45,000 chance of striking Earth on April 13th, 2036. So, you know, hey, it's a ways off, right? We got yawn. Well, again, how panicked are people going to be when this story says that an asteroid is going to come very, very close to hitting us in 29 years? Not too concerned. Say it's going to happen, you know, April 13th, 2007, they're going to be moderately concerned. That gives them only 2 months. I just threw the 2007 and the April 13th because it's the same date. What I'm saying is that the worst-case scenario of societal collapse that I defined to you would probably happen even if they said it's going to happen in a year. People would just be like, why, who cares? I'll run up some debt. You know, who cares? What are you going to do, throw me in jail? Ooh, big deal. See, it changes things a bit. Although the odds of an impact by this particular asteroid are low, a recent congressional mandate for NASA to upgrade its tracking of near-Earth asteroids is expected to uncover hundreds, if not thousands, of threatening space rocks in the near future, said former astronaut Rusty Swikert. Did you hear that? A recent congressional mandate for NASA to upgrade its tracking of near-Earth asteroids. What about the Themis thing? Oh, we're going to send it up there to study the Aurora Borealis and geomagnetic storms. Solar storms. Really? Interesting, isn't it? That they're trying to pinpoint the source of a solar storm, much like pinpointing, perhaps, an asteroid. Says Schweikert, a member of the Apollo 9 crew that orbited the Earth in March of 69 to an American Association for the Advancement of Science conference in San Fran. He said, quote, "It's not just Apophis we're looking at. Every country's at risk." What? It's not just Apophis we're looking at. Every country is at risk? What does that mean? See, I pick that apart to mean this. It's not just Apophis we're looking at. Every country is at risk. Indicating what? We're not being selfish here about just the United States, folks. Apophis, yes, is going to cause the most damage to the U.S., but every country's at risk from other asteroids and other objects. I mean, maybe that's my conspiratorial nature, but that's how I see it. Listen to what he says. It's not just Apophis we're looking at. Every country is at risk. What? Why didn't he say, it's not just Apophis we're looking at. Every potential near-Earth collision is a concern to us, wherever that collision might occur or that near-Earth pass might be centralized upon. But he specifically goes from asteroids to countries and saying, oh, well, what about other countries? Indicating that the U.S. is somewhat in at risk. Anyway, he goes on to say, quote, we need a set of general principles to deal with this issue, end quote. Schweikert plans to present an update next week to the UN Committee on Peaceful Uses of Outer Space and plans to develop a blueprint for a global response to an asteroid threat. And it just goes on and on and on. The interesting thing about this is does anybody really think the UN can do anything? I mean, if the UN were a child, we'd still be wiping its bottom and tying its shoes for them. That's how useful they are. So why would you go to the United Nations to highlight the problem unless, A, you didn't actually want them to do anything. B, you get the coverage by having people like me read these news stories to get the idea in people's heads that asteroids are coming. Or, of course, C, you just really think that they can do something. I don't know. It's unlikely, right? It says the favorite approach of a procedure for assessing asteroid threats and deciding when to take action would be to deal with a potential deadly space rock by dispatching a spacecraft that would use gravity to alter the asteroid's course so it no longer threatens the Earth. The so-called gravity tractor could maintain a position near the threatening asteroid, exerting a gentle tug that over time would deflect the asteroid. The asteroid, an asteroid the size of Apophis, is about 460 feet. Said astronaut Ed Liu, a veteran of the International Space Station, he said that Apophis would take 12 days of gravity tugging to make that happen. Mission costs are estimated at $300 million. Launching an asteroid deflection mission early would reduce the amount of energy needed to alter its course and increase the chances of a successful outcome, he says. Which means, basically, let's get up there now. Not because we need to be up there now, but rather because perhaps, it'd just be smarter to have something floating around up there ready to tug an asteroid off course. NASA says the precise effect of a 460-foot object hitting the Earth would depend on what the asteroid was made of and the angle of impact. Paul Slovic, president of the Oregon-based Decision Research, which studies judgment, decision-making, and risk analysis, said the asteroid could take out an entire city or an entire region. Very, very interesting. Now, there's another story, a follow-up to that one. This is from ITWire.com out of Australia. And it came out the day after that one. The headline says, Asteroid Collision Course Sends UN Into Frenzy. Are we getting a little extra information here, perhaps? Stay with us, my friends. We're going to be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Got about 35 minutes left. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. And when I left off, I was talking about this story, itwire.com.au out of Australia. Tuesday, this came out. It says, and I'll tell you what, I don't know anything about the author of this, but it could have very easily, think about this in terms of a New World Order type of thing, okay? Much like we contextualize the Pentagon climate report and the threat of aliens. Think about this from a New World Order perspective, okay, as I read it. Is an asteroid really coming to hit the Earth and cause an extinction-level event similar to that which wiped out the dinosaurs? Scientists say it just might happen, with an asteroid called Apophis having a 1 in 45,000 chance of impact. Given that's considerably smaller than a 1 in a million chance of happening, the UN is worried enough that it will begin planning how Earth will deal with an oncoming asteroid. While conventional wisdom is to blow it up with nuclear weapons, scientists say this could backfire by splitting the asteroid up into smaller pieces, most of which are still on a collision course with our small blue planet. No kidding. We all saw Armageddon, right? Thankfully, it says, there's still plenty of time for us to get truly prepared for the arrival of Apophis with the potential of plenty of advancement in spaceflight technologies. Yay, technology! Get prepared for the arrival of Apophis. Sounds excited, doesn't he? Still, he says, it's thanks to modern technology that the world scientists have been able to scan the sky and look for asteroids that could easily end the world as we know it. Let's hope this genuine asteroid scare unifies humanity in accelerating spaceflight technologies, not only so we can protect ourselves from cataclysmic asteroid impacts, but also colonize the moon, our solar system, our galaxy, and beyond, as it would seem we were meant to do. After all, there are so many resources up there that are just waiting for us to use. While we're in no danger of running out immediately of any of the resources we take for granted, despite the recent oil shocks and rises in commodity prices, our own solar system is a rich treasure trove of all the resources and even living space we could possibly want for in the foreseeable future. If a possible asteroid impact dramatically speeds up the development of the required technology, turning science fiction into science reality, we'll all be better off. And who doesn't want that? Wow! This is a news story? It's amazing, isn't it? So here you've got this person, this news article, singing the praises of the possibilities of an asteroid impact. Now, that's frightening. Talks about, you know, all of humanity. We get to devote more money to the space programs and different things like that and blah, 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 blah. What a great deal that would be. So one might even ask the question, given the Pentagon climate change report and what it basically highlights there, given the need and the desire to obviously acquire natural resources and things like that, and given this story saying what a great thing this would be if we could just have an excuse to get up in outer space and really start mining and tapping into other resources, other planets. The moon's just waiting to be mined. Let's get up there and start chopping it up, baby. There's gold and all kinds. There's probably oil on the moon. Yeah, fossil fuels. Yeah, there may have been dinosaurs on the moon a long time ago. There's probably oil up there on that there moon. And we got to get a bush up there to start an oil company. Well, if you're looking for the acquisition of natural resources, this guy's basically saying we got to get up there. As President Bush did also recently say not too long ago. Now, the idea of an asteroid impact presumably would be to stop it, or some conspiracy theorists might say to actually ensure that it happens. I don't know. I have a feeling that it would be to stop it, but I don't know anything from anything. I'm unqualified to even speak on these issues at all. However, again, you would say this, right? If they knew this was going to happen, then the powers that be would be concerned about their continuation of power, which I think that they're not too worried about it at all. However, what if I told you that the United States has a planetary defense system? What would you say? You'd say, well, Frank, you're crazy. Now, that's true, they do. The United States Strategic Command, you can look it up. www.stratcom.mil. Stratcom.mil. You can read about it. But what if I told you the planetary defense system is a project? A project presumably to warn us and to attempt to avoid asteroid impacts. You'd say, well, that's a relief. At least we've got something on the books. What if I told you that project is called Wormwood? You'd probably crap your pants. Why, you ask? Because Project Wormwood is named for a passage out of the good book, also known as the Bible, Revelation 8, 10 through 11, which says, quote, the third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky onto a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star was Wormwood. Now, you may say, what translation of the Bible is that from? Well, that's, I don't know which where it is, because I didn't get it from a Bible. It's on their own website! They're supposed to be stopping this, yet they name it after a cataclysm that the Bible says does happen. How much confidence do you have in our planetary defense, folks? Stay with us. We're back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wristies comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We left off talking about our planetary defense. It's a real thing, and it is called Project Wormwood. Now, again, in the Bible, if you are a believer of that sort of thing, which our president is, of course, that means that wormwood hits the planet. Doesn't nearly miss, it does hit the planet. Wormwood. Well, they call it Project Wormwood. It's supposed to be planetary defense. What does that mean? We're going to stop this biblical event from occurring? I mean, that's preposterous. It's silly. But at the same time, it's not beyond them. But I do think it's interesting that this system is not going to stop anything, but they proudly display that passage of Revelation about Wormwood. They even have a cool little logo. It says Wormwood. The second O in wood is the earth, and above the earth is a giant streaking ball of light headed towards it. I mean, you know, they're not trying to stop anything. Anyway, if you are interested in this, you can go to www.ips.gov.au. It's in Australia. It says planetary defense is defined as that activity concerned with protecting the Earth and its inhabitants from destruction due to an impact by a large piece of space debris such as an asteroid or comet. The term planetary defense is believed to have been first used by Major Lindley N. Johnson in a paper written for the Air University Spacecast 2020 study in academic year 1993-1994 to explore required future space capabilities for the U.S. Air Force. Military, obviously. It goes on. The term received wide use and promotion after it was used to indicate the realization that we are under bombardment from outer space, not from an alien aggressor, but from a sporadic bombardment by naturally occurring objects in the solar system, asteroids and comets, fragmentary space debris, which occasionally are perturbed into a collision course with Earth. Now, again, we've read some stories, various things. There's lots of lights in the sky, lots of comets, asteroids, things being seen. Some of them are reportedly making strange movements and whatnot. Some of them also are just hitting the ground. In fact, we had that story of those Bedouins, I think, or those nomads somewhere in the desert over there in the Middle East or Africa or something. And they just got smashed with an asteroid. It killed like 9 of them, just smashed right into their camp. So this is happening, and it's happening with a fierce rapidity. Take a look. Look at comet scene, or type that into Google in the news section. You'll see all this stuff happening right now. So there's a sense of urgency about this. But it says, in the sense of a program, planetary defense has 3 phases. The first phase is sometimes not stated, but is really the most important of them all, for without it, the other two are doomed to fail. The 3 phases are 1, recognition of the threat or hazard of cosmic impact. 2, surveillance for detection of specific threats, and 3, deflection or interception of the threat. So 1 is the most important one, recognizing what the threat is, where, how, who, why, all that stuff. But let's skip to the third. It says the third phase of impact mitigation has been much discussed, but there's been no universal consensus on how an impact threat should be handled. There are currently no programs anywhere in the world that have a defense in readiness. Project Wormwood is a small program run by IPS Radio and Space Services and established at Learmonth Solar Observatory to participate in the first 2 phases of planetary defense. So Project Wormwood is simply to herald the arrival of Wormwood. It's not to stop it, as they say. It's just a small little station, and it's just designed to participate in the first 2 phases. Learmonth Solar Observatory is located on the northwest cape of Western Australia. Established in 1979, it is jointly managed by the U.S. and Australian governments. It is staffed by 4 different organizations: the U.S. Air Force Weather Agency, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the U.S. Air Force 15th Communications Squadron, and the Australian IPS Radio and Space Services. So predominantly U.S. government. And again, you can read all about this. Just type in Project Wormwood. You'll probably come across the website fairly easily. In early 2001, IPS hosted a visit by 2 officers from the U.S. Air Force Office of Scientific Research, Dr. Clifford Rhodes and Major Dr. Paul Belair. Following this, a research grant was made available by AFOSR to acquire equipment to restart observations of near-Earth objects at LSO. LSO, of course, is the Learmonth Solar Observatory. Equipment selection and acquisition was also made possible by the very generous assistance of the U.S. Space Watch project. This led to the birth of Project Wormwood. So Project Wormwood came out when? Early 2001. When who arrived in office? George W. Bush. The Pentagon Climate Report released in, what did we say, early 2003. So remember, global warming was something that was sort of seeded out there earlier than 2003, the Pentagon put out their climate change report, carried only really in the British press with any degree of information, which is those stories we cited to you, I think The Guardian and The Observer. But again, how early would the U.S. government know something like this? Well, I think that's an important point. And you'd have to say, obviously, probably very, very much in advance. Also, if you buy into the extraterrestrial angle, you could say that perhaps we were being warned that you know, something's on its way. I don't know. Anyway, and then it goes on to have the Project Wormwood photographs and the quote from Revelation 8 about Wormwood, the star. And you get to the last one. It says the Wormwood website, and they've got the cool little logo of the asteroid smacking the Earth. It says it has been previously stated that Project Wormwood would be involved in the first 2 phases of planetary defense, which is, again, observation. Okay, recognition of the threat, and 2 would be surveillance of the threat. Now, the third phase is, of course, stopping the threat, which they won't be doing. It goes on. The Wormwood Observatory will cover the second phase. This website, it says, will hopefully contribute to the first phase with information in the form of short notes, papers, and references and links to other available relevant information. Now, there's another element that we have to consider here, folks, and I urge you to bear with me. As soon as I read this story, I read some of the allegations about it, and I changed my mind. The story was George W. Bush and family and their recent acquisition of significant amounts of territory in Paraguay. And people said, he's just fleeing war crimes trials, war crimes tribunals, you know, when they bring him up on charges. And I said, no way. Look, they're all in on it. What part of New World Order do you not understand? All the world leaders are in on this in various capacities, captains of industry, big money individuals, movers and shakers. They're not going to prosecute one of their own. They love this stuff. And we highlighted all that with our story about the Bush administration and the acquisition of oil and the hydrocarbon law taking place in Iraq that's going to give sweetheart deals to all the major oil companies and so on and so forth. As well as, of course, the Pentagon climate report. So Bush, he's not going to be brought up on any charges. There never are, right? Every president who, or any person of significance who's ever taken a bullet for the president, meaning like as far as legal issues and whatnot, they always get pardoned and so on and so forth. So there's not going to be anything, okay? Hillary Clinton would come up and say, if Bush was brought up on charges sometime in the next year and a half, 2 years, Hillary Clinton would come into office and she would say, well, in the interest of extending the olive branch and uniting the American people, Republican and Democrat alike, I will pardon George W. Bush for his terrible, terrible actions. And everyone would be like, wah! But then she'd be hailed as a great peacemaker. Anyway, so my assessment when I read about the Paraguay story was this, and if you could access the archives, you could find this out for yourself. My assessment of the story was this. We need to check the elevation of that, and we need to check the natural resources that are close by, because this is probably a safe haven from the results of the Pentagon climate report. So that was my assessment of it. And since I discovered it is significantly of higher elevation and has significant natural resources at its disposal. So imagine my surprise, my friends, when I came across this story, which came out on the 20th, which, technically speaking, given the fact that we're still carried over from yesterday, was yesterday. And it goes on. Oh, you can find this, by the way, at wonkette.com, W-O-N-K-E-T-T-E.com, February 20th. It says, while everybody was enjoying the nice three-day weekend, the mainstream media announced that we're all going to be blown up or drowned by a terrible asteroid named Apophis. That is also the Greek name for the demon monster god of ancient Egypt, who devours all that is good and hides in the eternal evil darkness and commands an army of demons who plague mankind. Well, that sounds fairly biblical also, does it not? The story goes on. But there's a chance of survival if you're in the right place. Say, shielded from the massive tsunami by the wall of the Andes and perched atop the world's largest freshwater aquifer, you know, where the Bushes and Reverend Sun Myung Moon bought all that land in Paraguay. The alleged day of destruction isn't until April 13th, 2036, or maybe 2029, which means there are about 500 other apocalypses expected before then. And the actual threat of Apophis hitting the Earth or Moon has been regularly downgraded since the first big scare in 2004, which either proves it's definitely going to hit us pretty soon, or there's another one about to hit us because suddenly the scientists are talking about it again. It's a very good point. Now, we'll go back and look a little bit at 2003, some incidents that may have occurred. Maybe you followed it, maybe you did not. Goes on. We weren't really concerned because the White House is about to start a nuclear war in the Middle East, and if that doesn't kill us, there's going to be a Northern Hemisphere ice age starting in 2012, but a Wonkette operative offered a theory so bizarre that it's probably true. The Bushes are buying up all that land in Paraguay because the asteroid is going to hit the Pacific Ocean and the giant tsunami is going to drown everyone who's not protected by the Andes. Here is that contribution from this reader, who probably stole it from me, but that's okay. It's about the truth, not about credit. Quote, I hate to say it, but Apophis isn't a rumor, a tall tale, a lie, imaginary, nor, I'm afraid, going to miss the Earth. When it hits the northern Pacific Ocean, it will cause a tsunami 3 miles high, give or take 1,500 feet, more than 2,000 miles long, from the front of the wave to the front of the next wave. Where's my proof, you may ask? Well, connect the dots. Who or which government agencies have access to the real numbers? Duh, NASA. Who in the United States would have access at the highest level to that information and have the authority and power to order that misinformation to be publicized to reduce the fears of the general public? Who would have the audacity to use it for their own personal use so as not to scare the general public? Gee, isn't this getting easy? Who just bought a 100,000-acre ranch in Paraguay behind the protection of the 18,000-foot-high Andes mountain chain? Yes, folks, you got it. Mr. George, I am the decider, Bush. The guy who decided to move his family to Paraguay by 29 or earlier to protect them, while most of the rest of the world better learn how to tread water. Bush isn't buying this ranch to escape prosecution. He's buying it to be protected and to protect his family. NASA and the CIA have figured out the safest place on the planet will be right where his ranch will be. End quote. So then the author at this blog here, Wonkette.com, goes on to say, we would move to Paraguay too, but the idea of world president Jenna Bush and living Christ Sun Myung Moon as our only neighbors makes the whole idea of surviving completely untenable. So ending on a humorous note there. Again, my friends, this is all very, very important. And when you take a look at the stories that we just covered here, and there's been a plethora of them, look at where they're coming from. Associated Press, Reuters. There's more. A bunch of other places. Military documentation, official websites, blogs, Spaceflight Now, Russian websites, the BBC, so on and so forth. There's a certain legitimacy, I think, to this pattern of stories and to this pattern of thought. So I urge you to do some of your own research. And also, I'd like to remind you of a couple of things. Now, I think it was back in 2004, early 2004, mid-2004. There was a series of stories on the internet of an astronomer based out of Australia. And this astronomer was supposedly very, very credible and whatnot. And what he said is that there's a giant asteroid headed toward the Earth that's going to hit the Earth and whatnot. And we covered this on my local show when I was doing it. And what basically came out of that was a whole series of things. Diagrams started to be released. People were putting out information. And there was also a shortwave frequency bleed over, is what they said, from some sort of military broadcast. It accidentally bled over into the shortwave frequency or something. It was picked up and recorded, and it basically had information that, in military terminology, basically indicated that we were due for some massive impact. Now, that obviously caused a big furor. Now, maybe you're not on the internet. Maybe you don't remember these things. Maybe you're relatively new to the fact that we've all been lied to our whole entire lives. Anyway, I looked into it quite extensively, and I was pretty impressed with what I found. I didn't know if I was going to believe it or not because there were dates mentioned and whatnot. And this, you know, this gal mentions 2004 in that final story as a big scare. So obviously it made its way into fairly mainstream channels. Now here's something very, very interesting. There was a lot of blogs and people talking about this story and people contributing information and different things being sourced to various people. It came out that that famous astronomer, is real. He is famous, he is very well known, he's very credible, but he claims he never said any of these things. Anyway, it got posted on a website that this was from, I presume, an insider or something like that. And again, this whole thing could be a giant hoax, I don't know. But what the information was at the end of this giant bit of drama, it consisted of basically a statement saying that this was an exercise by the United States government to monitor how information spreads on the internet, how panicked people get, and what sort of ideas and implementation they have for dealing with it. It was a giant disinformation campaign designed to gauge the public reaction to a story like this. Do you see how important this is? And do you see that if that is true, that it was a giant hoax perpetrated by the military by the government to gauge reaction of just such a story, how much more likely is it that this is a true story? Granted, not happening in 2004, but maybe a little closer. Maybe 2007, maybe 2008, I don't know. But if you read these stories that I've just read to you, you do the research, and everything is sourced, and you go and you read the Pentagon Climate Report, and you look at the acquisition of natural resources that the war on terror has become, you start to get a pretty big picture. You start to incorporate many, many elements into one giant, amazing picture. And you say, holy crap. So internet hoaxes, ideas of Bush escaping prosecution, the Pentagon Climate Report, global warming, the war on terror, the acquisition of natural resources, setting up permanent bases around the planet, of which we have, by some estimates that I've read, over 1,000. What does that all lead to, folks? I don't know. Some would say end times. I'll let you make your own determination on that. Stay with us. We're back in three to wrap up the big show. More Frankly Speaking Radio on the way.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. And we are in the concluding moments of the program. It's been action-packed, very, very enjoyable for me. I hope it has been for you. And as always... Hey, I don't know what's going on there, Thomas, but there's a feed in my ear or something. Anyway, whenever you hear information that is moderately depressing or troublesome to you, keep in mind one big thing. If we've got a whole lot of stuff going on, and again, when you contextualize all of it, the NASA trips, the asteroid talk, the disinformation campaign, the purchasing of land in Paraguay, the Pentagon climate report, acquiring natural resources, what does that mean? Well, again, if you theorize that these are the end times and that all the events spoken of in the Bible are coming to pass and that the powers that be know exactly when these things are going to happen because they're privy to information that they would seek to withhold from us, what does that mean? It means if you've never done so, pick up a Bible, check it out. If government websites are sorting the Bible, the president has asked right initially after taking office for a timeline of end time events. It's gonna sway, it's gonna adjust, it's gonna modify the plans that he makes, and not just him, everybody, not just world leaders, but captains of industry. You know, like I said, movers and shakers. Now, the idea of them not revealing things like the Roswell scenario and whatnot is because, you know, again, JFK, the truth, is because they know that the people can't handle these things. We know our politicians think we're dumb and incapable of taking care of ourselves. So why would they think that we could handle information like this, like a giant asteroid impact? Well, the answer is, of course, that it would be like my worst case scenario, a societal collapse. They know that, you know, consequence reactions, woohoo, party on. It's just one of those things. So they cannot explain or contextualize this information to us without causing a massive panic. However, it can get out through the source of the information that we've just brought to you. You can read this and come to your own conclusions, whatever they might be. That's fine and dandy. My point is that some people will be prepared and some people will not be. Now, given the fact that this show is not, you know, Fox News Radio and listened to by hundreds and billions, hundreds of billions of little, like, automatons waiting to be programmed, but rather a small majority of the planet, people who are clear-thinking, clear-headed, and rational and truth-seeking individuals, you will take this information and you will process it accordingly. But again, if all these things point to revelation, whether it happens now or in 2036 or 2029 or 2012 or 2007, if you've read the Bible, you know that we win. You know that everything works out, that it's all God's plan. So if you don't know God, perhaps you should seek him out. Perhaps you should try to get into a pretty good relationship with him, maybe. Get some preferential treatment when the giant asteroid comes and destroys all of civilization. I'm not trying to make light. I'm very, very serious about my faith. But my faith also brings me joy in the face of despair. It brings me lightheartedness in the face of stories about the end of all things. So I would just urge you, find some faith, find some place, as David said earlier, where it just brings you a lot of calm and a lot of longevity, I guess you could say. Have a spectacular day. We'll see you in about 20 hours.